Hello, and welcome back to Cottage Corner. This is your host, Marie, and this is a podcast where we talk about all things cottagecore. For more things cottagecore, feel free to follow us on the podcast Instagram account at cottagecorner_pod. I know it's been a second since the last episode. I uploaded a miniature Cottage Corner episode about a fall festival that I attended back in fall, and as per the excuses of previous episodes, life happened, I wasn't feeling it, but we're back, and I'm extremely excited because, along with the return of hopefully more regular episodes of Cottage Corner, we have sunshine, and that just makes everything easier. So it's kind of funny, I think the warmer weather has kind of come along just in time for the spring equinox. So as I'm recording this, that should be taking place tomorrow, March 20th, and I'm excited for that. So if any of you are into celebrating those kind of things, like Wheel of the Year or the Pagan Calendar, that is a fun date to look forward to. Editing Marie here, it snowed several times after this was recorded, so spring is not here yet. And I mean, if you listen to my podcast on another platform, thank you for listening. That's great. But I do think that Spotify is superior. You heard it here first. Anyway, let's jump into it. First playlist on my list is titled A 19th Century Hopeless Romantic. Now, okay, here's the additional disclaimer for this one. There are two playlists on my playlist section of recommendations that have hopeless romantic and I think 19th century in the title. So the first one is titled exactly You're a Hopeless Romantic But in the 19th Century, and the user who created this playlist on Spotify is Ultra, and then instead of Violet it's V-C-L-E-T, like Ultra V-C-L-E-T. Great playlist. It's got some, you know, classical music, hence the 19th century kind of vibe, but it's all like pretty romantic. Some of my favorites on this playlist are Claire de Lune, that I could listen to that forever, Vigil by David Ross Lawn, another one on this playlist. They're both just really nice and lovely. I feel like classical music can go different ways, and this one is definitely one that's gonna like chill you out, but it's still like pretty grand and romantic feeling. And then the other playlist that references 19th century romance is titled A 19th Century Hopeless Romantic in a Ruined Garden. And this one is by Claire Madison 8. That's Claire with an E at the end. Madison 8. That's the user on Spotify. And it's got a lot of Chopin. I don't know how to say it, but I like them. Claire de Lune is also on this one. Basically, you can't go wrong with either of these. Next playlist on my recommended list is called Happy Cottage Vibes. Happy Cottage Vibes, all of those words are capitalized, and the Spotify user who created it is just Mars with capital M. It's got like a little mushroom, a cute little froggy at the base of the mushroom. That's like the playlist cover. I think what stood out for me initially is that I saw that the song Potatoes and Molasses is on here. If you like cottagecore, you may have heard of Over the Garden Wall, which is a short mini-series that Cartoon Network did, I believe. So it's like a kids show, but it's like kind of dark. It's the perfect thing to watch every fall. It stars Elijah Wood, so all you Lord of the Rings fans, there's that. Basically, okay, so this song, Potatoes and Molasses, it gets annoying, I'll admit. It's pretty annoying, but it's also absolutely, like, incredibly catchy. I had this song stuck in my head for days, so, like, beware. Everything else on the playlist is very much just, like, a good mix of, like, kind of happy cottage vibes. Literally the title of the playlist. But I just wanted to give that little warning that Potatoes and Molasses really kicks off the playlist. Skip it if you don't want it in your head all day. Go watch Over the Garden Wall. It's amazing. I highly recommend. There's also several other songs on that soundtrack that are gorgeous. Actually, a lot of the songs from the soundtrack are actually on this playlist, so if you want to explore them, honestly the best ones, then just keep listening to the playlist. And this has like a good mix of people: Bon Iver, Passion Pit, Blondie, yeah, some pop, some folk, some fast, some slow. Then I have one more playlist on my playlist recommendations, and this one is another one in my long list of ones that have like a specific setting, and there are users on Spotify that like make these kinds of playlists. So actually this is like part two, so I guess this is like a series playlist, but it's titled "You're a Celt Dancing in the Woods Part 2. I honestly haven't really listened to part one a lot. I just found part two first and really vibed with it. This is a user that I've actually already mentioned. It's the Ultraviolet, but instead of violet, it's like V-C-L-E-T. Yeah, that's the user on Spotify. They make these themed playlists. I actually have several others saved that are maybe less cottagecore themed, but "You're a Celt Dancing in the Woods" is so cottagecore themed. We've got this picture of women in the woods dancing, surrounded by greenery, flower. I think there's a flower. Anyways, it's very cottagecore. And I think, as we kind of discussed in my folklore episode of the podcast, there are a lot of, like, you know, fairy tales, folklore that influenced the cottagecore aesthetic. I think this kind of ethereal, romanticized idea of the woods and natural beauty in nature is a big thing in folklore, whether it be here within the US or abroad. Well, abroad for me. I know that I actually do have some listeners who maybe are closer to these regions. Anyways, I would recommend this playlist. It's definitely not like underground Celt music, you know what I'm saying? Like, they definitely pulled some, I mean, I'm just gonna be honest, they have some songs from like the Brave movie soundtrack, like Brave the Disney Princess soundtrack, on here, so do what you will with that information, but it is a good mix, especially if you just want something kind of with the vibes and light stereotypical listening. Then okay, so moving on, the next section after playlist is scene. So these are like, I mean, some of there were kind of scenes set in the previous playlist, but the previous playlists that I recommended were based on vibes. This one is scenes. So, I don't know if this is more specific or less. Who cares? Let's just get into it. Scenes. Little Garden of Dreams is the title of this playlist. And it has, like, the little two falling leaf emojis. You know, it's one emoji, but it's two leaves that are, like, kind of falling down, and they're green. So it's that emoji in the beginning, and then Little Garden of Dreams, and then that emoji at the end. The user on Spotify who created this is Stein, S-T-I-N-E, Sondergaard. You know the O that has like the slash through it? Wow, I sound so uncultured. It's like S-O-N-D-E-R-G-A-A-R-D. I like this one. It has some, you know, pop, some Doty, Mitski, typical indie cottagecore girl vibes. But then it also has like some Arctic Monkeys. Yeah, this is kind of just an alt person playlist. It's not too cottagecore. It does give the vibe though. Like, I don't know, it has Hozier as well, which is another staple in Cape Town. So it's like a pop version. It just has very pleasant, it does feel like a garden dream, like you're out of space and time. Next playlist is one of my very own. I created this playlist on Spotify, so don't judge me too hard. So this playlist is called Sweet Forest Dreams. Sweet and Dreams are capitalized. This is my kind of, it is what it says it is. It's a little bit darker, I think. The tone is like, I say Sweet Forest Dreams. It's kind of like a slightly eerie but sweet forest dreams. So it's got Chloe Moriando, the Love Note is the song, some Bon Iver, and specifically, and I know this is like, say what you will about Twilight, but there's some really good songs on there, specifically Rosalind. I could listen to that song on repeat. We have Iron and Wine. Man, I really just took a bunch of Iron and Wine songs. It does give me kind of this dark, lovely forest vibe. And Sleeping at Last, Paper Kites, that's one of my favorite bands. They are like the epitome of standing in a forest. I don't know, that's just what their music sounds like. But yeah, it's just a bunch of songs that kind of have that kind of darker but beautiful folksy woodland sound. Rainbow Kitten Surprise, it's another band I love. Mumford & Sons is heavy folk cottagecore. And the next playlist recommendation section, I titled it Tone. So do with that what you will. I think I should have titled it Emoji because these titles are straight up emojis. Also, almost all of them are mine. The first one is the sparkle emoji, mushroom emoji, and then the sun emoji with the face on it. That one is just supposed to be like, it's just a good vibe. Like, nothing that's gonna make you feel sad, nothing that's gonna like change the mood for you. Hopefully, it's all like my image was laying in a field and it's sunshiny and you're just having a good time. So again, this is a mixed genre playlist, really going all over the place with, you know, swing, throwbacks, Maggie Rogers, Claro, Still Woozy, I feel like any of those people, positive vibes, Cat Stevens, truly genre bending. It's just a straight up feel good playlist. And the next one is Sparkle, Fairy Emoji, Sunflower, Rainbow. Wow, as I'm saying these, I'm like, no one's gonna be able to find these. Just do your best. The fairy has brown skin and red hair. Don't know if that helps, but you can customize emojis. And that's the only, like, differentiation besides the emojis I just said. Yeah, so this playlist is kind of like Sweet Forest Dreams, but if you made it more happy. It's like the upbeat sister of Sweet Forest Dreams, I think. It's also supposed to have a little bit more, like, ethereal fairy vibes to it. So we have The King by Sarah Kinsley. That song, it's really popular on TikTok, and I just think the intro is like, if you could put into song form building serotonin and like peak it, that's what that feels like. You know, more Paper Kites, Colony House is more upbeat, the Oh Hellos is another good one for cottagecore, but yeah, it's a very mood lifting one. The next one is straight up called Happy, and then it's the world emoji. I'm really just trying to make you guys happy, I guess. Or just make myself happy, because I made these playlists for myself. Like, this one is actually pretty old. This one is a little bit more typical Americana meets folk. I was in more of a throwback phase when I made this playlist, so. And then finally, this playlist, I don't even know if this goes in a section, but I really have been digging this playlist. It's pretty great. Pretty on point for cottagecore. It's sunflower emoji, mushroom, rabbit, and then cottage space core, and then another sunflower emoji, mushroom, rabbit. The user is, it's a sparkle emoji, and then it's your girl, and then sparkle emoji again. Yeah, just straight up loving this playlist. It feels like the epitome of cottagecore. We have Les Champs-Elysees, which is just a really, that's been like a feel-good song for me for a while. Fairy Fountain is an instrumental, a short little instrumental song that is so lovely. Soldier Poet King is like, I feel like that was made for cottagecore, and also it's another TikTok song, or song that got popular on TikTok. Like I mentioned earlier, there's another song from the Over the Garden Wall soundtrack, Send Me a Peach. We have some Hozier, Lady Fingers, another good one. Strawberry Blonde, specifically by Mitski. Yeah, but we've got some throwbacks, My Girl by The Temptations, Flowers in Your Hair by Lumineers, I love that one. Lumineers is another good cottagecore folksy band. Pierre by Rin Weaver is such a good song. Yeah, just a good set. I knew a lot of these songs beforehand, and it's like they took the songs out of my head that I had kind of labeled as, oh, that's kind of cottagecore, that gives me those vibes, and plopped it into a playlist. Even songs that I haven't listened to in a long time that are kind of old, that I used to listen to when I was younger before I knew it, cottagecore, it wasn't even a thing, and I'm like, oh yes, that was the vibe, and I listened to this back then. Moving on. We are hitting specifically artists. So I'm just gonna kind of run through these real fast. The first genre is folk and Americana. Also, I did my best with the genres. Some of these are not gonna fit. It is what it is. Hozier, my favorite artist. Paper Kites, another favorite. I'm gonna stop saying that because I think all of these are gonna be favorites. Bob Dylan, Billy Joel, Joni Mitchell, I think I tried to spell the Lumineers, but I don't know what that word is. Fleet Foxes, Mumford and Sons, Iron and Wine, Bon Iver, Andrew Montana, who is a TikTok guy, Taylor Swift, but specifically Folklore and Evermore, The Beatles, and Siefkin, that's S-I-E-F-K-I-N, and The Headaches. Both of those people have specific cottagecore themed songs, and that is why they are on here. I honestly haven't listened to the other music, but I would guess that it has a similar vibe. Sufjan Stevens, and then that made me think of Cat Stevens, so I've also added Cat Stevens. I then created like a little subgenre called folk rock, which has Hozier again, but then also Rainbow Kitten Surprise, because they do have a bit more of like a rock tone to them, but they still have a lot of like cottagecore vibes. Then we have more of a pop kind of sound, which is Chloe Moriondo, Dodie is just iconic and fits with the kind of sweet and soft sounds of cottagecore. And I'm just gonna add Cape Town. I mean, Lemon Boy, so cottagecore. And I didn't put them on here, but speaking of YouTubers with cottagecore sounding music, Conan Gray. I don't know why I don't have Conan on this list. Okay, away from the YouTubers, we have Maggie Rogers, The Oh Hellos, Ingrid Michaelson, that's a throwback, Jack Johnson. I keep wanting to say Jake Johnson, and I know that's Nick from New Girl, but I can't. And Ed Sheeran, who, it's just, again, the acoustic. For classical, oh geez, I'm gonna screw up all of these names. This is embarrassing, but here we go. Chopin. Rousseau. David Ross Lawn, and then instead of classic, i.e. like swing, dancing, and stuff, we have Sinatra, Peggy Lee, Dean Martin, Harry Connick Jr., I don't know why it autocorrected his name to something else, and then we have, so here are some specific songs that I think, again, scream cottagecore. You don't scream cottagecore, they emanate cottagecore vibes. So we have Soldier Poet King by the Oh Hellos, Send Me a Peach, which is from the Over the Garden Wall soundtrack. I don't remember who sings it, but if you Google those things, you will find it. Strawberry Blonde by Mitski. that may be the only Mitski song that I would categorize as cottagecore. Flowers in Your Hair by the Lumineers, and many others. Cleopatra, again, Lumineers. Cottagecore is the name of the song. So Cottagecore by Sophia Sweet, and Bloom by Paper Kites. La Vie en Rose by Edith Piaf. Cottagecore Wife by Headaches. Cottagecore again. Cottagecore by Anna Siefkin. Fairy Mountain by Super Guitar Brothers. So yeah, those are all of the songs that I specifically chose to bring out. I'm just gonna throw in an honorable mention. I said it earlier, but Lemon Boy. Yeah, those are the top cottagecore songs that I think of. I'm sure there's more, and there are other songs on these playlists and by these artists that I have mentioned today. Welcome back to Cottage Ketchup. This is the part of the episode where I invite you to pour yourself a cup of tea or coffee, essentially just get cozy and relax, and we'll talk about our mini topic of the day. So today I actually just wanted to kind of cover a few YouTubers that I kind of watch when I want that calm cottagecore-y vibe. There are three main ones. So the first one is Darling Desi. It's like Darling and then D-E-S-I. she, if you have ever read Anne of Green Gables, take that adult Anne, make her a real human being. There you have it. I mean, kind of, but she does a lot of cottagecore themed videos, as well as just, like, you know, appreciating nature and things like that. The aesthetic, all about the aesthetic. Her videos are, like, basically the kind of vibe that I'm trying to evoke in my podcast. So if you like this, you will love her videos. Honestly, if you like this and listen to it, you probably already watch her, because I feel like she's like the first thing that came up when I was searching for, you know, YouTubers with this sort of vibe. Additionally, we have Rachel Maxey. She has a lot of the cottagecore vibes. Also, like, I don't know, to me she feels like she came out of The Hobbit a little bit. Sounds so... I mean this in the best way possible. I don't know. Basically, I love Rachel's channel. She does, she makes a lot of her own clothing, which is super cool. But I love the way that she, you know, she thrifts stuff and she repurposes it and creates these super unique outfits and pieces. She also does just a lot of, like, creative ideas. She has a lot of creative ideas for videos, and I don't know, it's just, it's a fun time. It's like the cottagecore aesthetic, but where Darling Dicey is more like the calm, peaceful, relaxing side of things, I feel like Rachel is the, like, fun, exciting, like, you never know what you're gonna get kind of vibe. Or the side of things, which I really appreciate. She also kind of dips into dark academia, which is the other aesthetic that I find myself drawn to. I think I would characterize my interests, where what I'm drawn to, and my own personal style and taste as a combination of cottagecore, dark academia, light academia. I feel like there's something else, but you get the vibe. Gardens, books, florals, beige, tan, green, warm tones. Yeah, that's the vibe. And then we have Hannah Lee Duggan, who, and it's her, you know, YouTube handle is just Hannah Lee Duggan, 2 G's and Duggan, all one word. She is so crazy. I mean, I think it's crazy, but also there's, like, a small part of me that, despite the fact that I would absolutely fail at this, it would be a hot mess nightmare situation, I want to, like, do what she's doing. So essentially she moved I say in the middle of nowhere, I think there is, like, a town nearby, but she's basically in the mountains by herself in a cottage. She's a do-it-yourself kind of gal. Truly, like, built this place almost from scratch, always doing renovations. Just, it seems like a solitary life, but it's also, like, a very, like, meaningful, simple, I don't know, there's something about, I think, cottagecore and, like, simple living or slow living is about appreciating and exploring life outside of the materialistic, commercialistic living style that we are accustomed to when we're constantly bombarded with stores. And essentially, we're appreciating nature and our bodies and life and what we can do without all of the distractions of modern, contemporary living, technology, industry, hustle culture, things like that, that just kind of distract us from finding what brings us joy and, you know, still productivity, but in a way that's more about the act of living and not about the distractions from life. Woo! Jesus. Okay. Yeah, so she just does a lot of building, and she's super cool. Like, just such a badass. Like, she is, like, the kind of... I feel like when we're working towards being, like, an independent woman who is very, like, confident and sure of herself and can do it herself, that's, like, the vibe that she gives. I don't know. She's super cool. This is not so much cottagecore, but I just say, if anybody's interested in studying abroad or specifically looking at going to Scotland, I just found a channel that I've been loving right now. Katie Blake does videos on this, and she is saving me, because I'm, like, fairly set. I mean, unless I don't get in, I'll be studying in Scotland next year, and I've just been binging her videos lately. That's what I've been watching on YouTube, because I just really appreciate how she presents not just like this the study abroad experience or like the experience of living specifically in Edinburgh, but I feel like we would be really good friends. Like, she's, it seems like an introvert, like still doing stuff and seeing things with people, appreciating the life as an introvert and not like overhyping study abroad, but also like recognizing that if you're gonna be there for as long as she was there for a whole year, I'm only going for a semester, but if you're gonna be there for an extended period of time, you know, every day is not like a tourist attraction packed itinerary. You have to like take time to do homework, slow down. And I appreciate that she covers those aspects as well. I might also throw Momo O'Brien in there, if any of you cottagecore people are also into cosplay. I would also recommend Momo O'Brien. A lot of like the characters that she creates and does cosplay for are very cottagecore aesthetic, or just like that kind of light cottagecore princess core, whatever. I don't even know what I'm saying. She also did like a full immersion thing for Over the Garden Wall, which is incredibly cottagecore. I've talked about it a lot, and I've also recommended songs from it on this episode. So, you know, she's definitely more based in cosplaying, LARPing. There is definitely some cottagecore aesthetic cropping up in a lot of her characters and videos. So, that is all I have for my YouTube recommendation section of the cottagecore catch-up. We can get back to the regular programming. Alright, so that is it for this episode of Cottage Corner. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed it, and that you'll, you know, check out all of these amazing musicians and music and enjoy it, maybe add it to your playlists. Sorry again, it's pretty much just Spotify in regards to the specific playlists I've recommended today, but you know, you can still listen to them even, I think, without a Spotify account, and just, you know, create your own playlist based off it. I will continue to post, and if you want to see more from Cottage Corner, definitely follow us. Follow me on Instagram at cottagecorner_pod for more updates and exclusive content. And I will probably be asking for your suggestions for future episodes. So if there's a topic you'd like me to cover, let me know. I will just go ahead and say that I was considering focusing on Regency era life. I recently reread Pride and Prejudice for a course that I'm taking right now, and I am about to start some of the Bridgerton books because I didn't realize that they were as good as I've been hearing. I was kind of turned off by the show. This is Editing Marie, and I just finished season 2 of Bridgerton. Literally so good. Go watch it. I know it's not historically accurate, but it is still a good show. So, you know, there are other good historically accurate ones like Outlander, but I would say check this out. But I'm hoping that the books will really reel me in. But yeah, if you're interested in Regency era lifestyle or, you know, Victorian, whatever, and would like me to do kind of a deep dive into what that looked like for maybe specifically women, or in the countryside, let me know, because I'm definitely considering focusing on a historical topic like that for the next episode. So now I'll just close things out, but for more things Cottage Corner, you know where you can find me, on Instagram at cottagecorner_pod, or here, wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.